New outhouse. By Min Whiting Priestley. Pa built us a new toilet while I was in high school. We were pretty proud of it because he painted it white and mother always kept it clean and nice. I was in my last year of high school then. It was at that time mother decided to rent a room out. Rooms were needed for people who were coming in to go to high school at the St. John's Academy or to work at the county courthouse. A man from Round Valley named Joe won the county election for treasurer and came to the house one day and asked mother if he could rent a room. Most of the children were married, so she decided that she could fix a room to rent to Joe. He and his bride moved into our front room and we used the old living room as our front room. I think Dad made that new toilet for the renters. It was closer to the house than the old one had been, but far enough away so it didn't smell bad. We all had to take our turn to use the toilet before we got ready to go to school. One day I looked out and things looked pretty clear. I wasn't quite dressed yet, but I hurried down to the toilet. The door looked like it was a little ajar, so I ran down there, took my two hands and gave that door a push. It opened, but it immediately shut again. The toilet was small enough that I was right on top of somebody. There was Joe, calmly sitting on the seat. Everything would have been all right if he hadn't reached for his pants. I could have opened the door and backed out. But good old Joe reached down, and when he bent over, I couldn't get the door open. We shuffled around for a little while, and finally we got him stood up so I could get the door open. I got out of there as fast as I could. I don't know why I didn't just go back to the house. I went out to the side, climbed over our picket fence, ran clear around the block, and came back to the front door of our house. I'll never know why I went around that block when I was only half dressed. Joe and I had been friends before, but I didn't want to see him anymore, and I'm sure he didn't want to see me. I had to go to school and he had to go to work by 9 o'clock every morning. It was a cat and mouse deal the rest of the year. Never once did I have to speak to him the rest of the year. Years later, after I was married and living in Los Angeles, a friend from our town, who knew us years ago, called me and said, "Min, I'd like to have you accompany me to a funeral. One of our old friends from Apache County is being buried out here in Los Angeles. He hardly knows anyone out here, and I don't suppose there will be many to the funeral. Would you like to go?" I said, "Why, sure, Jim, I'd like to go. Who is it?" "Well," he said, "it's that smooth Joe." I said, "Oh, Jim, I am so sorry. I forgot I have an appointment then and I can't possibly go."